All right, the Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee will come to the order. Ms. Sherrill, please call the roll.
Chair Williamson.
Here.
Vice Chair Rommel. Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Bell, excused. Casello.
Here.
Chaney.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Drake. Ranking Member Hart.
Here.
Lamarca.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Persons, Malika.
Here.
Placencia.
Here.
Silvers.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
All right, a quorum is present. If you have a cell phone on you, if you put it on silent or vibrate or anything that beeps, if you'll make sure that it just doesn't make any noise today during the committee. I want to welcome everybody here today. I see a few familiar faces, and then I also see some new faces. I wish I could see all of your faces and those pretty smiles, but understand we have our mask here, and I don't like them, and I know that y'all don't either, but I appreciate everybody wearing them here in the committee today. I'm just really upset that I don't get to show the only place that I can actually grow hair, so that's why I don't like wearing the mask. So today, we're not going to have a terribly long agenda, but we're going to do some overviews, and what I'd like to do is kind of go through everything on this PowerPoint presentation, and then we'll open it up for some comments. If you have questions, that's fine, but just have a discussion. If we don't want to talk much, that's fine by me as well. And I do want y'all to know, the way that I've run committees in the past is it's a collaborative effort. I think we have some members that are on this committee today that were a member of my committee in the past, and I'm the chairman of the committee, but also I'm going to make sure that I value your input. I'm always going to have an open door policy. Doesn't mean you always have to agree with me on things, even though I'm the chairman. I want you to come in and tell me where there's places where you think I can do better or where you think this budget can be better and give me ideas on things that we can work towards. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to agree with the concepts or the things that you bring to me, but we're going to work on this together. We're going to have agreements and we're going to have disagreements, but we're going to do it in a respectful manner. And we're going to come up with a good, sound budget that we can bring to the big appropriations committee here in a couple months. The first thing I want to do is I want to introduce our staff who deserves an award for all the great things that they do. We have Ms. Cheryl Randolph, who is our administrative assistant to my left here. To my right, we have Greg Davis, who returns as a subcommittee budget chief. And then we have Ms. Anita Hicks, who is the analyst. And where is she's hiding in the back. So we have a really great staff. And again, just as I'll have an open door policy, I know they will as well. And if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to come see them. But we're going to jump right into this overview. And it's going to be a refresher for some of you that have sat on this committee in the past. But we're going to walk through this PowerPoint presentation. I know that all of you took the Legislator University training that gave you kind of a background and an overview of the budgeting process. We're not going to dive like great into detail of the budgeting process, but on this PowerPoint presentation, what we're going to do is we're going to look at how everything affects our jurisdiction and our budget silo. So once we complete the presentation, we'll take a moment for introductions because there are some new people on the committee and some new members that we want to make sure that we've learned what district you represent and maybe what town you're from. So we're going to go around and do that. And then we'll also see if you have any questions, concerns, or anything about the presentations or just about this committee in general. So we're going to jump right into our PowerPoint presentation. So this subcommittee responsibilities are that we're going to make recommendations on the budget to the full Appropriations Committee. This subcommittee will provide oversight on budget expenditures. It will review both agency budget requests, which are called LBRs, as well as the governor's budget recommendations. We'll review trust funds, we'll review proposed legislation for potential fiscal impacts. And then again, our main responsibility is to provide a budget recommendation for the Appropriations Committee to develop a balanced budget. There's only one thing that the legislature has to do every single year, and that's come up with a balanced budget and have a GAA. We don't have to do anything else. We just have to have a balanced budget per the Constitution. That's what we have to do. So it's incumbent on us to make sure that we do the work of this committee to make sure that we give the full Appropriations Committee our recommendations so they can come up with the GAA so we can do the job that the people of our district sent us here to do. Moving to the next slide, we have six entities under our purview that yield a wide spectrum of responsibilities within our jurisdiction. Everything from providing safe and effective transportation systems to fair elections to strengthening our economy and communities. The Division of Emergency Management plans for and responds to both natural and man-made disasters, helping communities respond from emergencies, recover from them, and mitigate against their impacts. Economic opportunity. DEO is in charge of revitalizing our communities and is our workforce agency responsible for providing policy guidance in workforce development, reemployment, and expanding our economy. Several public-private partnerships are administratively housed here, including Visit Florida, Space Florida, Enterprise Florida, and the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. The Department of State. This department is charged with ensuring fair and accurate elections, supporting local libraries, and preserving and promoting historical and cultural heritage. Military Affairs. DMA's primary mission is preparing for state and federal activation of the Florida National Guard. Our units support national security objectives and are tasked with combat readiness and emergency preparedness and response. Transportation. DOT provides for the ability to safely move people and goods through every region of our state. There are approximately 130 public aviation facilities, 2,800 railway miles, and 124,000 miles of public roads and 15 deep water ports in the state of Florida. Highway safety, mostly recognizable by the Highway Patrol, the department supports a safe driving environment through law enforcement, licensing drivers, and registering and titling automobiles, mobile homes, and boats. So this slide is going to be a glimpse of our budget, and it's broken down by agencies as well as the three major funding sources. So when you look at our budget, you're going to have general revenue, which is 1%. And I did say that right. General revenue is 1% of this budget. And so general revenue is going to be the most discretionary source. It can be used on anything. Our state trust funds is going to be 63% of our budget. These have less discretion because these funds have a designated purpose, but those purposes can be changed through law on where those purposes are allocated. And then there's federal trust funds, which is 36%, and these are the least discretionary funding sources because those funds are set by the federal government. So important takeaways when you look at this chart and this slide right here is that our committee is heavily trust funded, 99% state and federal trust funds. While our total of $13.5 billion is 15% of the state's $92.3 billion budget, only 1.2% of the ITA budget is general revenue, and only 0.46% of the general revenue statewide. That's the least of any subcommittee. So infrastructure and tourism is heavily non-reoccurring, so $11 billion of the $13.5 billion is non-reoccurring, which means $2.5 billion is reoccurring budget. And of the reoccurring budget, only $72 million is general revenue. Moving to the next slide is the five-year appropriations history. So this is simply showing you what we've done over the last 5 years from fiscal year 2016-17 to 2020-21, and it illustrates funding broken down by year and by fund type. So the general revenue is going to be in the red, and then the trust funds is going to be in the blue. So that's why the red is so small on top, because we have so little general revenue compared to trust funds. If you look at the long range financial outlook, so the previous slide, it showed what we do and where the budget is in the current year, but these next two slides, it's going to show the context of how we start and how we start to look forward. So the long-range financial outlook, some people will call it LRFO, or you might hear of it as the three-year plan. This is how we look at next year's budget. The outlook is developed by legislative staff, is based on a consensus estimating conference and recent legislative experience using averages of past appropriations. The LRFO makes estimates and expenditures in two main areas, critical needs and other high priority needs. Finally, the outlook illustrates either a surplus or a deficit for each of the forecasted areas. And that brings us to where we're going to have a lot of work to do over the next couple months. September's estimate showed a significant, but of course expected, general revenue deficit of $2.8 billion for fiscal year 2021 and 22, and a $1.9 billion deficit for 2022-23. Reoccurring reductions taken in 2021-22 will help alleviate the deficit for 2022-23. So based on the current data, this chart depicts how the anticipated general revenue deficit could be spread amongst the various subcommittees of jurisdiction. So again, based on the level of general revenue typically spent and available within our committee, our subcommittee shoulders a smaller burden. But this is just if you went across the board and you prorated that across the other committee and the other silos, the other budget silos. So here's some additional context on where our recurring general revenue is allocated and what it's being spent on. As I mentioned earlier, there's only $72.7 million of recurring general revenue in our subcommittee. That's located in three entities, the Department of State, the Department of Military Affairs, and the Department of Emergency Management. On the spending side of things, virtually all of the GR is spent in five categories, but the biggest is going to be salaries and benefits. This also depicts another important point. Even if all of the $72 million were eliminated from the budget, which that's going to, you know, that's highly unlikely that happens, but if all $72 million were eliminated, it doesn't even scratch the surface of what's needed to resolve a projected $2.8 billion GR deficit. That would only be 2.6% of that deficit. So what does that mean? It means we're probably going to have to look at alternative ways or how, you know, alternative ways that we can help meet that deficit. Historically, trust fund transfers have played a role in meeting those. And so what we've done is we've come up with a 20-year, this slide shows the last 20 years history of the trust fund transfers. So these transfers, this is the unspent balances that are typically transferred to the general revenues each year. And it depicts the levels of the transfers that occurred since 2000 and 2001. And these are statewide transfers, so these are coming from all areas of the budget. The long-range financial outlook assumes use of $312 million of unspent trust fund balances for each year of the forecast. And this is only a non-reoccurring solution. And some of the funds are depleting as their unspent balances because of the revenue shortfalls. You can move to the next slide. So in an unprecedented time, what do you do? If you look back in history, the best thing that we can kind of do is look through the times of 2008, 2009 to 2013 and 2014 when we were in a Great Recession. And that doesn't mean that we're going to do exactly what they did then, but what we think is probably if you look at those times, you kind of can learn from that, maybe learn the things that they did good and maybe learn the mistakes that they made there. So this chart kind of shows what the legislature did to utilize trust funds within our subcommittee to fill budget gaps during that Great Recession. And again, while our committee may not have a lot of GR, we do have certain ways where transfers could help ease the burden for other budget silos like healthcare and like education. So with all that being said, and I know that that was a lot of different things, the key thing that we have to think about over the next month or two is where do we go from here? So the questions that we have to ask and the things that we have to think about, and I'd like to go around the room today, and again, I want everybody to just simply introduce themselves, tell us you're the district you represent, tell us where your hometown, but also if you have any comments or questions or thoughts in general, whether it just be for this budget in general or whether it be specific to any of these slides, certainly would like to hear them. I know a lot of times when microphones are hot, people seem to sit back and they don't want to say too much because they don't want to be a gotcha moment or anything like that, but none of this is supposed to be like that. We have a challenge over the next couple months. I mean, it is a true challenge. And I think that that is often said in the past, like, oh, it's going to be a tough budget year, and then we all, you know, we all sing Kumbaya. This really is going to be a tough budget year, and we're going to have to make some very tough choices. And but with these great challenges, I kind of see those as great opportunities too. It's for us to really dive in and to just not do the same thing over and over, for us to really look at things and see where we can make sure that these dollars that we're getting from the citizens that sent us here to represent them, how we can spend them most effectively to represent those people. So we're going to have to make some tough choices. I'm going to have an open door policy to make sure that I'm listening to my committee. It doesn't matter what caucus you're in, I'm going to be listening to you, and I look forward to working with you. But I hope that you will come to me, whether it's in this meeting today or whether it's in my office. Please come and let's talk about this budget and see where there are areas where we think we should, you know, maybe could be spending more, should be spending less. But just remember, when we're taking money away from certain areas or spending more money in one place, we're going to be taking money away from other areas, and we're in a big deficit. So we have to figure out how we can best make sure that we have a balanced budget, because that is the one thing that we're sent that we have to do every year, and it's going to be a challenge. But I look forward to working through that with all of you. And I'm going to open it up. I'm going to go to my vice chair first, and then I'm going to go to the ranking member. And after that, we're going to start on the front left and kind of move from left to right, and then we'll go to the back row and move from left to right. But Vice Chair Rommel, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Chairman. It's an honor to be your vice chair. I know we have a tough job, but you're a tough man and a fair man. Ranking member, welcome to the committee, and looking forward to working with you again. My name is Bob Rommel. I represent Collier County, which is the warm area of the state, not like this place up here. And looking forward to working with everybody.
Hi. I'm Representative Diane Hart. I'm out of Hillsborough County, House District 61. I had no idea what a large responsibility this committee has on its hands. This is a huge monumental task, but I believe that we're up to it, and I look forward to working with everybody on the committee. I'm just wondering, do we get an opportunity to talk about some ways that we might be able to raise revenue to be able to go into our budget? Or is that something on one of my other committees?
I think that when you talk about revenue being raised, mm-hmm. is probably a topic that would be more suited for Ways and Means. Because what happens is revenue would be raised through the things that they do in Ways and Means.
Okay.
And then our job as a budget subcommittee would be to figure out how the funds that are being raised through those areas is spent. Representative Placencia, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Honored to be a part of this subcommittee. Great to work with so many talented people that are on this committee. My name is Renee Placencia. I serve in District 50, House District 50, which takes into account portions of East Orange County, City of Orlando, and North Brevard County, City of Titusville. I am in my senior term, and it's been a great experience being here in the legislature. I see a lot of new faces. You've got a huge task ahead of you, and it's really a great honor to be a part of this chamber and to serve with you. So thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Rep. Joe Casello from District 90. That's Palm Beach County area. The importance of this committee cannot be downplayed. I think this is going to be one of the more important committees that I have sat on since being here to make some of these tough and hard decisions in moving our state forward. So I appreciate that opportunity, Chair, and I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chip Lamarck, I represent District 93, and as a native of Massachusetts, I understand exactly what Mr. Casello said. I want to say that it's a privilege to again join you on an Appropriations Committee. My experience in the first 2 years in the House under your leadership was very positive, and I know that we have a difficult job, as your Vice Chair said, but I know we'll get it done working together. I represent coastal Broward County from Deerfield Beach down to Port Everglades and Fort Lauderdale, and I'm looking forward to serving in the committee.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Representative David Silvers for House District 87, which is in Central Palm Beach County, which is parts of West Palm Beach, Lake Worth, Lake Clark Shores, and Green Acres. This is my third term in the legislature, and this is my second subcommittee on an appropriation. So I too understand the value of the hard work that we're going to be doing here. Moving forward, we do have a monumental task ahead of us, but we've got pretty good leadership, so I think we'll be okay.
Brad Drake, representing five counties in the Panhandle, Walton, Holmes, Washington, Jackson, and part of Bay. I believe this is my 11th year in the House of Representatives and my 11th year serving on this committee, so congratulations on chairing this committee. It's probably one of my favorite committees that I've had the privilege to working and serving on, and look forward to for you figuring out a way to help us get through this little dilemma where they were facing with revenue shortages or with the monies coming in. But we know that you're very well and aptly prepared to take care of it, so we'll be here to help you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate what you said at the outset, setting the tone of civility and respect among one another, which I think is a great way to set the tone for the subcommittee, and I appreciate that. Representative Fiona McFarland, I'm a freshman member from Sarasota County, the coastal area of Sarasota. I love appropriations, and I think this is a really unique committee that I'm pleased to be on. I'm a Navy veteran, so I understand a little bit about what, you know, sequestration did to the Department of Defense, and obviously at the state level, it's quite different. But a little bit of helpful context. And it's an interesting time, right? Interest rates are so low and labor is available, so the temptation is to spend on infrastructure. Yet with all of the red that we saw in the budget, we must exercise restraint. So we have a challenge ahead of us, but I'm looking forward to it. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jim Mooney, I represent House District 120, which is from Key West up into the southern part of southern Dade County, across to the Collier County line. 10 years in local government taught me one thing: balanced budgets are very important. They're never easy, but I do appreciate what you said, because we do disagree with respect, because respect usually leads to a solving a problem. So thank you very much. Look forward to serving with this committee.
Good afternoon. My name is Kristen Arrington. I represent District 43, which is part of Osceola County. I'm a freshman, and I look forward to working with you all through this challenging time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everybody. Dan Daly. I represent Northwest Broward County. My hometown is Coral Springs, which is also part of my district. This will be my second year on this awesome committee. Don't tell Chair Tremblay I said this, but you're my favorite chair this year, Chair. So looking forward to the tough year ahead, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jenna Persons-Mollica, and it is truly an honor to be on this committee, and this is my first committee meeting of this first committee week, so I'm excited to kick off my legislative career here under your leadership. I represent House District 78, which is within Lee County, Florida, and includes the entire city of Fort Myers, Florida, my hometown, and a town that my family's lived in for six generations. But I'm excited to get to work with each and every one of you and face the challenges at hand. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hi, I'm Linda Cheney. I represent House District 69, which is Pinellas County, predominantly South Beaches. So the beautiful beaches of St. Pete Beach, which is where I've lived for 28 years, invite you all to come visit, use our parking meters, visit our hotel. And I thank you, Mr. Chair, for your invitation to have an open door and to invite all of us to have open and civil discussions. I look forward to our time together. Thank you.
All right, well, thank all of y'all for that. It's good to put some faces with names, because some of you I have not met until walking in this committee room. It looks like we've done all the business that we have today. If you thought, you know, if you think of something that we went over during one of the slides, or you go through it and you feel that you have a question, feel free to, you know, stop by the office today or shoot an email or whatever, and be glad to either give you an answer or find you an answer on that. And look forward to working with you. We're going to take a much deeper dive into things as we move forward, and I really look forward to working with all of you. With that being said, since we've moved through everything we have on the agenda, Ranking Member Hart moves that we rise, and without objection, we are adjourned.